Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. It means it's a brand new opportunity. This is just something amazing, and it all begins today. It also is the last week of August, if you can believe that. We're going to be ending up the week in September. A lot of exciting things happening this week. I'm looking forward to being able to share all of it with you. But first, let's talk about the week's show. Today, we, of course, have your news headlines coming up. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. For those who are keeping up, it's week number 35 from my book by that name. We have new music from our artist of the week, Justin Garner. His single, Oceans. I found out about this through Instagram. I'm going to tell you more about that later. And in today's Entertainment Spotlight, you're part of my conversation with Dr. Salim. We're going to talk to her not only about her successful practice, but also what's been like for her to give back along the way. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines. In national news, sheriff provides the first details of how a white man fatally shot three black people at a Florida store. A 21-year-old white man fatally shot three black people in Florida with guns he bought legally, despite once being involuntarily committed for a mental health exam, the local sheriff said on Sunday. The shooter, who Conversations Daily News is not naming, shot one of his victims as she sat in her car outside a Jacksonville store, shot another just after they entered the store, and shot the third minutes later, the Jacksonville sheriff said. The shooter used an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and a Glock handgun in the shooting, the sheriff said during a press conference. The shooter had legally purchased his guns in recent months, even though he had been involuntarily committed for a mental health exam in 2017. The shooter killed himself after killing the three victims. Waters identified those shot in Saturday's attack at a Dollar General in what is seen as a predominantly black neighborhood. The shooter lived with his parents in neighboring Clay County and had texted his father during the shooting and told him to break into his room, Waters said. The father then found a suicide note, a will, and writings that Waters has described as racist. Waters said the guns were purchased in April and in June, with the dealers following all the laws and procedures, including background checks. Because the shooter was released after his mental health examination, that would not have shown up on his background checks. And more national news, record heat recorded in Dallas as scorching summer continues in the United States. Another record-setting day of high temperatures hit the Dallas-Fort Worth area on Saturday before a slight cooling trend moved into the area, according to the National Weather Service, as heat warnings stretch from the Gulf Coast to the southeastern U.S. and upper mid-south. Temperatures in the area reached 110 degrees Fahrenheit, breaking by 4 degrees the previous record for this that was set in 2011, according to the National Weather Service. The heat dome that has been over the state since June is expected to move out of the area soon, according to Weather Service meteorologist Ted Ryan. Excessive heat warnings were in effect for much of Texas, most of both Louisiana and Mississippi, and portions of Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, and the Florida Panhandle. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ECOT, has asked the state's 30 million residents five times this summer to voluntarily reduce power usage because of the high temperatures creating high demand for electricity. It has reached record high peak demand for power 10 times since June, according to its website. The historic heat waves stretch over portions of Mississippi and Louisiana as well. In Mississippi, the city of Jackson remained under an excessive heat warning as temperatures were expected to peak Saturday at 103 degrees. City officials said the high temperatures are putting a strain on the city's water system as an additional 4 million gallons of water are being delivered through the system each day. Jackson Water is asking residents to cut their water usage to help conserve it. Meanwhile, in Louisiana, the entire state was under an excessive heat warning and a burn ban due to critical fire weather conditions persisting. In business news, economy's solid growth could require more Fed hikes to fight inflation, Powell says at Jackson Hole. The continued strength of the U.S. economy could require further interest rate increases, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said Friday in a closely watched speech that also highlighted the uncertain nature of the economic outlook. Powell noted that the economy has been growing faster than expected and that consumers have kept spending briskly, trends that could keep inflation pressures high. He reiterated the Fed's determination to keep its benchmark rate elevated until inflation is reduced to its 2% target. We are attentive to signs that the economy may not be cooling as expected, Powell said. We are prepared to raise rates further if appropriate and intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we are comfortable that inflation is moving sustainably down toward our objective. Although inflation has moved down from its peak, a welcome development, it remains too high, he said. And finally, in entertainment news, Bob Barker, Dapper Price is Right, and Truth or Consequences host and animal advocate, dies at 99. Bob Barker, the enduring Dapper game show host, who became a household name over a half century of hosting Truth or Consequences and The Price is Right, has died. Barker, also a longtime animal rights advocate, died on Saturday morning at his home in Los Angeles, his publicist said. I am so proud of the trailblazing work Barker and I did together to expose the cruelty to animals in the entertainment industry and including work to improve the plight of abused and exploited animals in the United States and internationally, said Nancy Burnett, his longtime friend and the co-executive of his estate in a statement. Barker retired in June 2007, telling his studio audience, I thank you, thank you, thank you for inviting me into your home for more than 50 years. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Maybe you will stumble. Maybe you will even fall. Determine if you will allow your challenges to either teach you or define you, but choose wisely. Have an amazing Monday. Justin Garner is our Artist of the Week this week. As I mentioned, I first found out about Justin and his single thanks to Instagram. So I'm following him there, following him on Threads. So, of course, I'd head over to Amazon to get his new single, Oceans, for myself. And boy, is it an amazing song. He's an amazing talent. I'm excited to be able to share it with all of you this week. So Justin Garner is our Artist of the Week, endorsed Oceans, right here on Conversation Daily News. Part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Selena in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Dr. Celine joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show last week, to talk about what it's been like for her to find success in her practice, but also what it's been like for her to give back to others as well. It's a bit of our conversation.
Dr. Celine, thank you again for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on today.
Well, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I was saying to you before we went on here, it was interesting for me in prepping for this segment that I love the fact that, yes, you do have a practice. Yes, you are able, to be able to help your clients and, of course, those who come to you, but also use your platform to share information and also inspiration as well. So what has it been like for you, Dr. Celine, to do work that you love and know that it is making a difference in the lives of others?
Been such a gift. You know, I started off as an ER doc in the ER, and that was fun, and I felt like I was contributing. But I realized that there was more that I could do if I could have a voice of my own and start my own business. So I started my business initially as a charity where we gave 100% of the profits to third world countries to help with plastic surgeries. And the more that I did that, the more it grew. So going back to the principle of the more you give, the more you get. And I realized that I was starting to get a voice in the field of aesthetic medicine, and it was a really neat opportunity to kind of speak into people's lives and go deeper than just what skincare or lasers or Botox could do, but actually talking about beauty from the inside out. And as I was able to bring awareness to kind of internal, mental, spiritual, physical health, it just kind of grew, and people feel like they know me as a person and they trust me more, and it really helped the business then grow. So it was a cycle of just this beautiful opportunity to kind of do what was natural for me, which was to build people up in their lives and then also serve them in a very practical way with, you know, skincare and lasers and the injectables that we do. And the business has just grown year after year because of it.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in this edition of Conversation Daily News. Provided us until tomorrow for more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, music from our artist of the week, Justin Garner, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. And until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.